We're going to dive right into it this morning, folks, as we have a full lineup. We have Becky Manning from Community Connections joining us here in the studio this morning. Becky, good to have you back in the studio and good to talk to you.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Now, Becky, if you don't mind, tell us your specific title with Community Connections.
I'm the Assets Coordinator. And what assets are the 40, there's 40 developmental assets that are the building blocks that young people need. The more of these they have, the more likely they are to grow up to be successful adults.
Okay.
And do you want to know what those categories are?
That was my next question. If you could give us a reminder.
Okay. Well, it's there's external and internal. The external things are things like family support, the people around you that support you and encourage you.
Sure.
It can be, you know, it's having other adults in your life besides your parents to talk to that are supportive, like grandparents, teachers. The internal assets are the things that like an internal motivation, like commitment to learning, being honest and learning how to resolve conflicts peacefully, and being responsible, you know, learning responsibility. So we work on all those things, different areas at different times. In the past and up until the COVID situation, I was able to go into the schools and meet with students during their lunch periods.
Sure.
And that isn't possible right now. So
unfortunately.
Yeah. So starting in April, we started having Zoom meetings.
Okay.
And it's been a challenge. We're all learning how to do things differently in the COVID-19 world. But I'm grateful for those students who have the commitment to the program and have continued meeting with me, and grateful to the schools and the principals and counselors that have helped to, they promote our programs and help us. Even though we can't go into the school, they've been very supportive, and I appreciate that. And it's the middle I should mention, it's the middle schoolers that
okay.
I work with.
Now, Becky, can you tell us, what's the dynamic like? How's it changed with sitting in that Zoom meeting rather than sitting in face-to-face contact like you were typically used to?
It's not as hands-on, of course. I used
sure.
to have, it had to move fairly quickly because of...
It's a quick lunch break.
The short lunch period, and they need a little time to, take break too, so not as much hands-on. There's more, it's searching for like maybe short videos, 5-minute videos that they can that have to do with usually it has to do with something like bullying, anti-bullying, maybe something on substance abuse prevention or reasons to, avoid anything that's harmful, not just substance abuse. And I have been able to find a lot of good videos and resources there. And companies are that deal with that, like the Red Ribbon Week campaign. They came up with a lot of good videos to use virtually.
And a lot of great resources out there.
Yeah, there are. And, the students that were in the programs the last couple of years have, it's pretty easy to get them to come back. The
sure.
biggest challenge is building relationships with students who I had never met before,
beginning that new relationship, I'm sure, is the biggest struggle.
Yeah, that's the biggest struggle right now. But, we continue to try to find ways to, encourage those students, meet with them. Part of the challenge, too, is having to meet after school and... and a lot of times there's other activities. And
kids are busy.
Yeah, they are, and I'm finding that, but it's good. It's a good kind of busy in most respects.
It is.
The schools are providing some good after-school clubs, and they have other activities like taekwondo and
you name it, they can find
and
it.
Yes, and so it's good.
And that's great, too. I mean, Community Connections is completely on board with that. That helps with some of the things you were talking about a minute ago, too.
Well, yes, and those are the things we encourage them in the Assets program, encourage them to get involved in youth sports and clubs and music and art and reading. And, those are all the things that help build character and...
Find what they're passionate about.
Yes, that's a lot what it's about. Finding role models, finding who they want to become? You know, what kind of person do they want to be as they grow up?
And one great way to find that role model or to find that person is to maybe sign up for the Community Connections Mentoring Program as well.
Yes, yes. I wanted to mention the mentoring program. They, Angela Hipp is mm-hmm. the coordinator for that, and she does a great job finding activities, whether a lot of them are virtual, but there
yeah.
have lately they've been able to, you know, do some in-person things with the social distancing requirements that are fun and mm-hmm. build relationships.
And educational sometimes, too, but still fun.
Yes, and students need that support right now, so
absolutely.
That extra support. So if anyone knows of, you know, someone who they see maybe struggling with, you know, being more isolated, please contact us at Community Connections, or contact, you know, someone through the school can let us know, too, if there's someone interested in the program, whether it's mentoring or assets. You can give me a call, and I would pass the word on if it's not appropriate for me to handle. My number is 308-696-3357. And you can also find all our information on our website, which is communityconnectionslc.org. All of our contact information is on that website, too.
And Community Connections has a very active Facebook profile as well, so they're in the social media world as well if you want to contact them that way.
Yes. Facebook Mentoring has a page, and I believe there's going to be some ads coming out.
Oh, I think you're right.
And
I heard a little bit about that yesterday here at the station.
Yes, and, you know, so watch for those, and please consider being a mentor and giving those students who, especially if you see a student who might be struggling and needing some extra TLC, to give them that extra support they might need.
Becky, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I can't think of anything right now. I just, encourage you again to contact us if you see anybody who, know of anyone who has a need and think that we can help them out in any way. We'd love to do that.
Well, Becky, we love that you take the time for us here at Husker Radio each month. Always good to talk to you. Have a very Merry Christmas. And if you don't mind, would you give us your contact information one more time if folks want to reach out and contact you directly?
Okay. My phone number is 308-696-3357. My email address is 40assets@communityconnectionslc.org. And again, you can find that on the website, and you can click the link and email me through the website.
Awesome. Becky, thank you. It's always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again in the new year, I'm sure.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well.
Thank you. Same to you.